unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Welcome to the podcast. We're going to get to our moon signs that we talked about in yesterday's podcast. But before we get to that, I wanted to set the table with some really wonderful things that you and the Miguel and Holly fam have been writing.
Oh, good.
On our iTunes, Apple Podcast.
I will definitely take that table setting.
This is Sarasota Paul. The subject line is best podcast ever.
Ooh.
I have to admit to being an almost 50-year-old straight Englishman now living in Florida. I don't listen to the radio show. I'm a 102.5 The Bone listener. But you guys are awesome and have the best chemistry ever.
Wow.
You inform me and give me pause for thought on every podcast. And Miguel, if you need to learn anything about British history,
whoa,
following on from your Outlander interest, hit me up. And I may just do that.
Well, dang, good day.
I am just so into this show, Outlander. Like yesterday, I watched the season 4 finale.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And there's still one more season that I have that I'm going to take in. But I was like, I don't want it to end.
Aww.
Like, I don't know. And maybe it's like the perfect collision of finding this show, which is very addicting, and then everything that we're going through in the world right now, yeah, where it's like pure escapism.
Yeah.
But it's like these characters, like I just, like last night, there was a scene that any other time in my life, I would have been like, well, that was sweet. Nope. I was crying.
Oh.
Like sobbing.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, Brianna and Roger.
Oh,
God.
Oh, dear.
I'm into it.
Oh, I see that.
Here's another review. This is from BBar85.
Okay.
A trio that truly meshes well. Miguel, Holly, and Scotty are so well connected. Their daily podcast has been a light at the end of the cabin fever tunnel.
Oh, I love that.
Dang, thanks.
So you can leave a review on the Hot 101 or on the Apple Podcast. Just leave a review, rate us, please, and let us know. And if you haven't made it through the podcast to the end before, you should, because we're giving away some cool stuff, and we will tell you at the end of the podcast.
Yes.
So, Holly, yesterday, or the past 2 days, we've been talking about astrology and how Scott was like, it's hogwashed. But I think that we
exactly
talked you through. No, you pretty much said it was BS.
No, I didn't say it was BS, but it's like a far fetch of like, okay, Mercury
retrograde.
He was done it.
Yeah,
he's like,
gonna change my life.
Yeah.
And it just, to me, I'm like, I don't know if I want to put all my eggs in that basket. I'm gonna try to control what I can right now. But then we did have a great discussion yesterday.
Now you realize that there is reason to believe that when the Earth and the universe is moving around, that your puny little human body, and by yours, I mean all of our puny little human bodies, can have some influence from the gravitational pull of the Earth and the universe?
Yeah, now I just got into another interesting thought, and we'll get into this when we talk about the science, where I'm like, whatever. But that does have a bigger pull if we're talking about the universe. I'm like, yeah, it probably does affect my body because, like, it does make waves in the oceans. That's pretty dope. If it can move the ocean, it could probably move me.
Right.
So that, in a way, was like, huh, interesting. I think this conversation is going to get interesting on these signs and what they mean, because my first initial reaction, I'll share once we get in.
Okay.
I could share whenever.
Well, this isn't the show, so he's like, hold on. So we each had a little homework to look up our, well, Holly, you and I know what our sun signs are. I mean, and if you are any familiar with it, I mean, I feel like we are very defined in our sun signs. Like, I'm a Leo.
Right. I'm a Capricorn.
And it pretty much, word for word, if you look up a Leo or Capricorn.
Well, and that's the thing. In case you're new to this whole thing, your sun sign is what you are normal. Like, you just have to know your birthday. And then it puts you in one of the 12 signs. And your sun sign is pretty much like your outer personality, kind of how you lead your way through life.
Now, we had each of us go look at our moon sign, because to me, that has been so fascinating because it deals with your inside.
Right. That's what I wanted to make sure we define before we get into it, is your moon sign is it represents your emotions and your inner mood and how that interacts with your personality.
Now, I haven't looked up mine in a while, and I just had to ask my mom what time I was born because I don't remember. I haven't even read all through it, but like the first line I saw, I'm like, damn it, if this just isn't spot on. Mm. So Scott, let's have you go through yours first, since you are a non-believer.
Oh. It's not that I'm a non-believer, but my initial thought right now is that they throw a bunch of stuff in here that it's like, there's going to be something that's going to stick. Or you could find a connection to anything.
All right, well, first, I mean, because you are a Libra sun sign, is that
what
it is?
That's my sun sign, is a Libra,
so
yes.
So what? I don't know anything about Libras.
I don't either. But it does say the strengths of a Libra are cooperative, diplomatic, gracious, fair-minded, social. My weaknesses are indecisive, avoids confrontations, will carry a grudge, self-pity. Okay, so like if I'm...
Tell me where it's wrong!
No, okay.
Show me the lie.
Okay, wait. Okay, so okay, I'm definitely cooperative. I'm diplomatic. I'm gracious. Yeah. Fair-minded, social. But I'm like, those are traits, like, of course I would, like, want to have. And I hope I have. Okay, but let me just tell you really quick. This is a journey for me. We're walking through my journey right now, okay?
I got it.
My eyes opened up as I read these last ones.
I think right now my frustration is not with you in this. I feel like for all the, like... It's our heritage. It's not racist. I feel like all that anger right now is coming out through this conversation. And so if I'm a little extra aggressive,
maybe
I apologize.
I just redirect some of that. That's not here.
I apologize.
All right. So this is where my eyes just got big. And this is because I guess I never really looked at. I always, if I've seen it, I see it like the day of, like, this is what's going to happen to your day. And I'm like, I think they just throw stuff on a sheet that's like, all right. You're going to have some luck. Well, of course, you might find a penny on the ground, but you also might, you know, lose a toe.
Well, that's what we said yesterday. We don't put a lot of stock, really any stock, in the day-to-day horoscopes.
No. Yeah.
But the overarching traits, what you just listed for Libra, that makes a lot of sense for you.
Well, the ones that I'm like, wow, like I'm very, like the weaknesses, indecisive, absolutely. Avoids confrontation to a fullest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And will carry a grudge, getting better at not.
Okay.
So self-pity, I don't know if I really self-pity myself, but all right.
Maybe you used to, and you've turned, because like you're very motivational now, maybe that's the that's what you've done to get away from self-pity.
Those ones are closer. That makes me kind of go,
Okay.
Interesting.
So what, now, in order to know your moon sign, you have to know not just the day you were born, but the time, because it depends on where the moon was in the sky. I know, just bear with me. Did you call your mom? Oh, you knew when
you were. I knew. It was 2:55 p.m.
Okay, so I'm assuming you found like a moon sign calculator?
Yes, and so it says I am a Capricorn moon.
Oh my God!
Is that the same as the sun Capricorn?
Because it handles your emotions. Okay,
read it.
But did you look up, not just Capricorn, you had to look up Capricorn moon sign.
Yeah, no, it's on moon and Capricorn.
Got it, go.
So this is what it says. It says... I don't even know where to start here. You will need autonomy and status in the world. You have a need to be respected and to create something worthwhile and lasting. And to this end, are a hard worker with a naturally strong sense of responsibility, commitment, and reliability, and a big fear of failure. You are mature beyond your years and probably had a lot of responsibility piled on your young shoulders. You value tradition and everything that has stood to the test of time, and you can look forward to the fact, like a good wine, you yourself will improve with age, and that as you mature, life will get a whole lot easier. That's like paragraph one.
Fuck off. Okay. Fuck off.
It's not real. It's stupid. It's not. Okay.
Like literally, if somebody said, hey, and Miguel, the 2 years you've worked with Scott, you all have lived together for a year. Can you sort of give me some insight into sort of who he is inside that maybe people don't see? I could literally just copy and paste that into an email, and then that would describe who you are on the inside. Tell me where it's wrong.
You're such a hard worker, and you have this desire to be not praised, but like, for recognition for what you are doing. Mm. You're not trying to get anything that is not yours, but you're like, look at the work I'm putting in. I need some. Look at the work I'm doing. Why am I not full-time yet?
I mean, all those things I like, and I think it does match up with me. I think the bigger thing in my head is like, okay, like, how does the moon influence who I am if I'm popped out of my mom?
I know.
How does that change personality?
No, I don't know yet, but it's a little bit too much of a coincidence to just sweep it under the rug. That's what I know. I don't know. Maybe somebody more versed on astrology can let us know.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to get a DM, and there might be something crazy involved with it, because, again, the moon makes the ocean move, which is pretty cool.
And you're surrounded in water when you're inside your mother.
Damn. I don't know.
Okay, Miguel, stop it.
Sorry.
Nobody wants that person. Nobody wants that person in the conversation.
I bet you that's going to be my moon sign. Annoying as hell when you're annoyed with life.
Well, I will tell you, because I know what your moon sign is, and I do know that they're like pretty much the worst zodiac, so I don't think that's far off the mark.
I am the absolute worst. It's amazing that I have the job that I have, because I'm annoying. Holly,
yeah.
Let's get to yours. You are a Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn.
Your sun sign.
And mm-hmm. I just real quick to gloss over those. We already heard a lot of it from Scotty, but those are like my outward personality traits. So I'm hardworking, ambitious, responsible. That thing about having a lot of weight put on you as a child, 100% me. The downfall for Capricorns, for Capricorn sun sign, I can be pessimistic. I can be, depending on the job, I can be a workaholic. And I would say before I had my kid, my entire life was radio, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you think my handle is Radio Holly?
Right.
I made my work my life. So that stubborn, I don't like to be wrong, that whole thing. So that's my sun sign.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if you'll remember yesterday, if you tuned into yesterday's podcast or the day before's, you'll note that I had a bit of an emotional outburst. And so all these emotions that I feel and how I'm so in tune to others and everything, that is super not Capricorn. That's like, and so I was always confused, because I'm like, well, okay, I get it. I'm hardworking. I'm stubborn, and I can, you know, be a workaholic, but like, where does the soft side of me come from? Mm. I'm like, that's why I didn't put a lot of stock into astrology for a while, because I'm like, yeah, I have some of those traits, but that's not fully me, until I found out that I'm a Pisces moon sign.
And what does that mean?
That means, let me pull this up. If you were born with the moon in Pisces, then you are, you probably have an oceanic emotional life, meaning your emotions come in waves that shape your perceptions. You likely have the soul of an artist or a dreamer. It says Pisces moon people are constantly picking up on the feelings of others, along with the mood of the atmosphere around them. Mm-hmm. Your exquisite emotionality may lead you into the arts, and this can help you find a focus for all the images, thoughts, and feelings that pass through your sensitive being. Mm. You are most likely tuned into others to the point of being a psychic sponge. It can sometimes be hard for you to separate your own feelings from those of others. Pisces moon people have an innate ability that allows them to read a crowd, easily sensing its emotional highs and lows. And then it says, if you were born into the moon of Pisces, you might have a big heart that reaches out to anyone who needs your help. You probably have a gift for empathy, but have to maintain healthy emotional boundaries. Otherwise, you can easily lose your way. Your instinctive understanding of the suffering of others makes you a devoted, intuitive helper for those who want to make a change in their life. But to avoid total burnout, you need to learn ways to de-stress and release some of the burdens you are always carrying on your shoulders.
Pretty much you just described the last 2 years of the podcast.
Yeah.
And your journey in life.
Yeah. Like, I'm all that, but I never knew how to turn it off, like it was saying. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I was just headed for an explosion or an implosion or something, which is basically what happened, because I will, and I think that's what lends itself to my codependency, which is a trait that is like, that's something that I learned.
Right.
But it matches right with who I am, as this moon sign says, because I take in what others are doing, mm-hmm, and then I lose myself in it. and you will burn out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and it goes on to talk about many artists and dreamers are, you know, moon in Pisces. You're among the most romantic moon signs, and you try to lift up any relationship. And let's see, a couple more things. The positive characteristics include creativity, sensitivity, empathy, affection, caring, imagination. The less appealing characteristics include melancholy, self-indulgence, dependency.
Oh.
Self-indulgence.
Yeah.
Explain that one.
I would say that I indulge in things to a fault. For example, so when I'm going through hard things and before I knew how to handle them, I would drink a lot. I got into edibles a lot.
Right.
When I get on a kick for something, I kind of go all in. Mm. Got into snacking a lot.
True.
Gained 30 pounds.
Right.
And even other things. Like if I'm in, I don't know. Let me think about this. So like Legos.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought all the Harry Potter Legos, and I was like, this is my thing. I want to do this right now.
No, it's true.
One might call that self-indulgent because it's like I'm not good at boundaries, and I'm not good at, like, if I'm all in with something, I'm all in right there.
No, it's true, and I feel like in working together for the past, 11 years now, whenever there is, like, a big project or something that I feel like you can sort of take control of, I know that if I say, Holly, we want to do this new initiative, and I know it's something close to your heart, most people are like, all right, cool. And they'll like send out a couple of emails and they'll just do a couple of things. But when you buy into something, like I'll walk in the next day and you're like, so we have a grant started and we're talking to the governor.
Yeah.
And I made costumes for us and we're going to have a celebrity spokesperson. All that happened yesterday.
Yeah. But see, it's only if I'm like you said, like if you can get me to buy into something, I am in. I'm fully in. If I'm like kind of meh about it, like I will support you.
That's right.
But I need to like really be in on it. And then I'm like, and then see, that's where it meshes with the Capricorn. And I turn that like passion and the empathy and some of the self-indulgency into the hardworking, responsible, this has to get done now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who I am.
That's really fascinating. And I think it's interesting too how you and I through the years have like, because I'm sure as I go through mine, we've played off of those things
yes.
in our work life.
Yeah.
How I know, that if there's some news being delivered to us some way, I'm like, let me do it because I know how to say it to where your hackles won't go up at first and you'll be like, what?
Yeah, because I tend to have like emotional reactions to things. It's fine. This is how I am.
So I am, my sun sign is a Leo. It says people born under the sign of Leo are natural born leaders. They are dynamic, creative, self-confident, dominant, and extremely difficult to resist, able to achieve anything they want to in any area of life they commit to. There is a specific strength to a Leo and their king of the jungle status. Leo often has many friends for they are generous and loyal, self-confident and attractive. This is a sun sign capable of uniting different groups of people and leading them as one towards a shared cause.
I mean, that's spot on.
Yeah, and their healthy sense of humor makes collaboration with other people even easier. I mean, that pretty much just describes.
We already knew.
Yeah.
Like, if you were into astrology at all, I don't think it would shock you to learn that Miguel is a Leo.
No, anytime I've ever talked to people that are into astrology and, even after meeting them for a couple of minutes, they're like, are you a Leo?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So my moon sign, moon in Scorpio. the sign occupied by, okay. Let me get to this. Scorpio is one of the water signs of the tides of life and emotions.
Maybe that's why we mesh so well.
True that. True that. Let's see. Let me get to the part about who I am. Let's see. Okay. You have an intense nature and will in your lifetime. Experience extremes of pleasure and of pain. Half measures are not for you. You have strong likes and dislikes and cannot be persuaded easily to change plans or opinions.
Oh. Still won't eat Chinese food. That's fine. Okay.
It is as though particular feelings or fascinations literally grab a hold of you so that you have no choice in the matter at all. This is the nature of compulsion or obsession. Outlander.
I was just going to say Outlander. Okay.
To which you are naturally very prone, but you don't express or reveal these powerful feelings easily. They live at such a deep level that you yourself are often unaware of what you're really feeling, so that when they do erupt, you surprise yourself as much as other people by the ruthlessness. Thank you. Or destructiveness of which you can be capable. This is where it gets interesting. The underworld exerts a powerful pull on your emotions. You will be fascinated by the darker side of life.
Oh, God.
Subjects such as detective stories, the occult, or sexuality are arenas that will satisfy your need to penetrate the depths of hidden mysteries in order to discover the secret.
Why do you think you love all those murder shows?
Seriously.
You always want to watch stuff about people getting cut up.
All the time.
Okay.
You're a natural psychotherapist and may be privy to the darkest secrets of many of your friends.
Oh! Shit.
You yourself may sometimes be accused of being secretive, but it's more of a need for privacy. Having your own private space to which you can withdraw physically when those dark moods come upon you may forestall accusations from lovers or family that you have withdrawn emotionally.
Mm.
Your deepest fear is of being abandoned, and to that end, you can be very demanding in relationships and prone to painful jealousy. Try to develop consciousness of your emotional processes and speak out at the first rumbling of resentment. That way you may forestall the volcanic eruption that is sure sooner or later to lay waste to everything around you.
So that's horrifying, but absolutely accurate.
I mean, Scott, I don't know what else to
say. Is it not, I don't have that one.
Right.
I don't have yours. I have this, I'm over here swimming around in my emotions. Miguel's over here watching, murder documentaries about serial killers.
But it's true. I mean, that is, and I think that's why, even when I was in high school, and I remember, no, this is middle school, I remember seeing trailers for The Craft, and my mom was like, nope,
yeah,
you ain't watching that, witchcraft. And then, of course, in high school, I found a way to watch it.
Yeah.
And I remember being so fascinated by that world. And I remember going to the bookstore with my grandma and she'd be looking at Bibles and I would walk past the witchcraft section to see and be I wonder if they have any books for witchcraft for teens or something.
Oh, gosh.
And I think that's why Harry Potter originally grabbed me in, because I'm so interested in what is that magic in life? That real magic that we don't see. And that's why I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Scott.
There's something.
There is something. I don't know what it is. Again, I am, as of now, very much convinced that, if we ain't paying attention to what's happening in the universe, we're dumb. Because there's something bigger that's, pulling us and pushing us in all different directions and has an effect on it. I think this is, a lot to take in, that it's okay, I popped out at 255, therefore, I am now this way. I can't wrap my head around it. I definitely matched up. Yours was stupid on point. That was stupid. But it's just weird to me. How is a moon influencing my personality and who I am?
Girl, how did...
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know. There's just some things that we'll never know. How do we know what's at the bottom of the ocean? We don't know, but there are things down there.
Oh, I know. It's scary. Don't go down there.
There are just things that we'll never know the answer to, but it doesn't make it less true.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. That's wild.
Yes, it's real crazy. And if you want extra credit or extra homework, look up your rising sign.
Oh,
rising
man,
sign?
There's a rising
there's
sign.
There's more, but those...
See, now, okay.
Sun and moon are the main, and the third one that is makes that, rounds it out would be the rising sign. And the only reason I say that is because, okay, so think about me in terms of, and of course I'm going to talk about me because everyone is only interested in themselves for the most part. But the reason I even found out about a rising sign is I looked into the sun sign. I looked into the moon sign. I'm like, holy crap, this is really reading me. I mean, it's I'm feeling this. But I was still, like, missing a little piece of the puzzle. And I was like, well, maybe it's that thing where it said, like, I'm kind of artistic and I go for the arts and that's why I'm in radio. Because why else would this, like, emotionally deep, hardworking, no-nonsense person have a job like this?
Right.
And then I stumbled on the rising sign.
Mm.
And so my rising sign, and I'm not going to pull up all the info about it, but you can tell because we just went over it, is a Leo. I'm a Leo rising, and a rising sign is your social self, your social personality, your physical body, your outward style, which makes a lot of sense. So I'm very outgoing socially. I crave that attention through the rising sign. And the other thing it said about Leo rising sign is, like, you like to make sure that your hair always looks good. Look at all the changes I did with my hair over the past few years. I had pink hair. I had blue hair. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? So I was like, that's the last piece of my puzzle.
Right.
I feel better now. So that we don't have to discuss all that, but if you're so inclined.
I'm good. I'm going to look that up later. Well, tomorrow. I don't got time today. But
no, you got like 87 meetings today.
But that's really fast. I love this. This is fantastic. It's always good just to get a little extra perspective on who you are. Because the more that you can understand yourself, I feel like the more freeing your life can be and the better that you can live because you're not always walking around confused about who you are and what your motivations are, you know?
Absolutely.
That's some cool stuff. That's, I don't know, you're looking at me like I'll look a little bit more into it.
It's fine. You don't have to. Whatever.
It's interesting. It's definitely interesting. I don't know what to do with it, but it's cool to understand a little bit more.
You just know. Knowledge is best.
I know a little bit more about myself now.
Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast today, June 11th, on my Instagram at 6 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Upshaw about TMS. And if you have like a lot of questions that you were like, well, they didn't answer them at the podcast or whatever. We were doing like question and answer sessions. So FYI, Radio Holly on Instagram, also TikTok and Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
You can follow me, Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on Instagram, on TikTok, on Snapchat still, and on Facebook. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the Hot 101.5 app. Make sure to rate and subscribe. And the special gift for you, if you want a Miguel and Holly Pride sticker, I still got a crap ton left. So if you want one, we can mail it to you. All I need you to do is email me, Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, at Hot 1015tampabay.com. Give me your full name and your address, and we'll get it to you. Bye.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, Quarantine Edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.